Hey, Raymond, I think we got disconnected.
We did, somehow.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sure you don't want to take much more of your time, but I think I got... Let me just make sehave your correct email address, rehooper53@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you that email with the application info, but before we get off the phone, do you have any other, like, questions or anything like that, or any other concerns or anything?
No.
Okay. It's going to be a challenge, but I'm going to do my best to approve you for that 15K. If it's going to be a little bit less, I'll let you know. And I'll do my best here. Just curious, by the way, how did they get in contact with you? Did you get a phone call from one of us? We're doing kind of a new marketing.
I'm not really sure exactly whether it was something I've seen online or, you know, because I'd filled out some stuff for some bad credit financing a while back, and then I got fucking blown. My phone got blown up by every Tom, Dick, and Harry that wanted to lend money.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And then, you know, I made the next dumb mistake about doing the same thing about trying to get some health insurance. I'll never do that shit again. Holy shit.
I see. Yeah, we're trying to a few different marketing, like, campaign experiments. I'm just trying to figure out how they got it. Did they just call you directly?
I'm not really sure. I mean, they might have, but I can honestly tell you that, like, when I go to my email right now, there's going to be at least 75 emails on there from people wanting to lend me money.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, look, I'm not prejudiced, black, foreigner, anybody. But if I can't fucking understand it, don't call me and try to talk to me. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you, man. It's like if you can't understand
I got this bullshit going on right now with Facebook. Facebook claims I won the Facebook lottery. And I'm supposed to be wanting $300,000 in a fucking new car, right?
Oh, right.
That's burns up my phone all fucking day. Texting, calling, you know, you need to pay a fee so we can deliver your money. Look, if I want this shit, drop it the fuck off.
Yeah.
You know?
If I want it, just take it out of the proceeds of the money.
Now, today he's sending me documents claiming that the Supreme Court in Harrisburg, or not Harrisburg, the state Supreme Court has my winnings and my credit card and my car, and I need to pay a fee, and then they're going to deliver it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, who do I pay the fee to? I'll pay the fee to Nigeria. Now, state Supreme Court has it, and I got to pay the fee, but the fee goes to Nigeria. Now, you tell me how that works out.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. Well, man, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Oh, well, that's, you know,
the way it goes. But, hey, we're legit.
There's scammers everywhere.
Yeah, of course. Definitely feel free to do some research on us. You can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as well. We're a legit company. We've been around for 14 years. We do business in all 50 states, like I was saying. So feel free to do some research. But
yeah, I've heard your name called it before.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we're growing and we're doing some new, like, marketing stuff. So you might have seen us online or different places here and there, and probably heard the name come up on a commercial or something. But
do they do anything to secure credit? Or
I'm sorry.
I mean, like, I own my roll-off trucks. I mean, you know, they're worth $20,000 and $30,000 each, you know. I mean,
yeah, no, we do both secured and unsecured financing. If the secured financing might be an option for your existing collateral, we can definitely take a look there. Once I get the application info in, we'll give you some feedback. If we can get you an unsecured approval, we'll definitely let you know. If for some reason we can't do that and we have an option for a collateralized approval, we can kind of explore those options and cross that bridge. So
yeah, because even if you got to go lower so I can pay it, you know, get it paid off quickly to give me a good standing with you.
Help your credit and everything.
Do
you want to jot down my direct phone number so that way if you have any questions about the application, you can just call me?
Yeah, let me get my scratch sheet up here.
Okay, cool.
I'm figuring out what corner to put you in. You're assuming you don't hold paper very well, you know. All right, what's your name again?
It's Julian, J-U-L-I-A-N.
Julian?
Yeah, and I'm with Bank of Cardiff. And then my direct phone number is 858.
Okay, hold on there. I don't have a secretary here. Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah.
Okay, you remember?
It's 858.
858.
Yes, sir. 7.
Come on, hold on. Pen's taking a crap on me here. Damn. Eight. Can't tell me this thing's running out of ink on me here.
Everything's going wrong today.
Yeah, 858.
779-0931. Yes, sir.
0931. Okay.
So I'm going to send you the email. You should get it within the next 5 or 10 minutes. Are you able to get that paperwork back to me today, or do you have like a timeline that you want to get this done by? Or
I can try to get it done this evening, but today is probably not going to happen.
Cool. Not a problem. Just give me a call if you have any questions or anything, and as soon as I get it, I'll get it processed for you and get some answers for you within a day or so.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
All right, Raymond. Yep. Hey, pleasure chatting with you, sir.
You
take care.
Too,
thank you.
You
too. Bye-bye. Thank you.